Look at the pretty pictures.
I mean, honestly, especially for, like, a first game, I think trying to force-feed Georgie all of the clan information might be... I don't know.
I just thought it would be interesting for her to look at the stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the pictures, because that's what I do with our
legit.
It right. is about Cavians, what we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, about Cavians. Welcome to...
You know, Georgie's First Time, Episode 1.
Whoa!
There's too many men!
I was going to say Las Vegas Bloodbath, but okay, it would have worked for you.
That would last you, ruining everything for everybody forever.
Yeah. Alright, so for our audience out there, this is the character generation session for a brief to who knows how long I can survive running a game for these guys, Sabat game.
I give you 10
I'm putting you over under at 3 weeks.
We're going to ruin him.
Oh, God, yes.
we're going to tag team this show.
Oh, yeah. As bad as we've been, you've walked in on the Kyber gentleman.
I suppose so.
Coming into the light.
So for reference and summary, the idea here is that we have a semi or otherwise nomadic pack of Sabat.
Do you need a pencil?
Yeah.
No, he's a fucking animal who writes on this character sheet in pet.
You want to waste the sheet?
There's pencils in the middle of the table.
When
you actually make your character, please, for the love of God.
Yeah, I want you to do that for me.
God.
And me.
Everybody's got a complex over here.
So, no, you don't know. There were times when I was running the Dark Ages game where this guy would come with a new sheet every week because he was fucking filling everything out in pen.
Oh, okay.
God. He filled out damage in pen.
I like sheets.
You like murdering trees.
Yeah, I do support the forest industry.
Oh.
Okay. I have a good friend that works at warehouses, so I support that.
Uh-huh. I support the forest industry.
No, I just steal PDFs from Evan.
Okay. That works too.
Yeah.
That doesn't kill trees.
I print them.
It just...
the entire fucking... for one or two pages that you're going to need later.
Yeah,
but print the whole fucking thing. Yeah. I worked for that company for a while.
No, I'm just...
I print them at work.
Yeah, there you go.
Do they actually track now? Because it's hooked up to badge scans. So I'm afraid to print shit at work.
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah, it used to be a goddamn free-for-all. Yeah. You want to print 4,000 pages.
Like, the print server always knew who you were, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Anyway, Ross.
Anyway.
No, we're talking about Microsoft printing policies.
I cropped that.
Yeah, no more character creation.
That's fine. That's
what this podcast is about.
Everything we don't get done tonight will be assigned for homework over the week. And there will be homework over the week, by the way.
I watched the first half hour of Casino.
Good.
I read the name Casino.
Good job.
I watched Casino Jack. That's the same.
No. Fuck no. Again, for the audience's edification, if they care...
They care.
They care more than I probably do.
The gist is that this group of people were culled from various portions of the fallout from Hurricane Sandy last year and were embraced as part of a shock troop group to...
2015.
Oh, that's right. It's 2 years
ago. 2015.
Okay, well, this game will be taking place in 2014 for all I care. They were just basically used as fodder to try to help take over the city for the Sabat. But they survived, and afterwards they're kind of like, well, you're kind of superfluous to our whole plans and everything, but hey, how about you go out and prove yourselves out in the world? Here's a camper van, go ahead. And they were put through the vinculum and blood-bound to each other in that fashion, and somebody was assigned as the ductus, and somebody was assigned as the priest, and they're given some education and sent off into the wild. And through various adventures, which may or may not be covered in prequel stuff, if you want to do that, they eventually found themselves in Texas, Houston, and through convoluted events that I haven't quite defined yet, they ended up intercepting a large cash payment to a Camarilla Mucky Muck and hightailed out of town with it, and now are on the run in the Southwest and don't really have any place to go, and the only place that's nearby that they might be able to hide in with the cam on their trail is Vegas, because they heard something from a guy back in Newark that... there's somebody in Vegas who would at least give them shelter for a while. So, that's the gist of where we're starting out. So, I know Nick already had a concept in mind, and I know Evan's got three options.
I am ultimate bravering this shit, and I am going to randomly roll from which of those concepts I'm rolling. And if I roll a 10, I'm going to randomly create my character by assigning numbers to this thing.
We're now fucking that's, doing this. I like it because this is Vegas odds.
Go yeah, forward. Exactly.
Roll so your die. So we're going to do things. All right, roll your die.
There's I want to hear the options first.
Yeah. You want to hear the options first. All right, so I've just got, in true Evan fashion, I guess opposite Evan fashion, these are going to be really short, so sorry. My three concepts are Front and Nosferatu, Social Justice Barbarian, and Luke Bloodwalker. And failing any of those, all random. There are actual concepts.
Luke Bloodwalker.
No. I want to hear about Social Justice Barbarian.
I do too. I feel like I understand that guy.
I feel like that guy's
Luke already Bloodwalker. Started. I think needs so, more explanation.
Okay, so the idea behind Luke Bloodwalker is that
that you can't say it without laughing.
No, it's amazing. I'm a fucking genius.
so says Evan.
Yeah. 18-year-old kid, maybe 17-year-old kid, fucking hates his family, had a falling out with them, wants something better in life. This is the kid who read, like, all of the Anne Rice novels and all of the Margaret Weis Dragonlance stuff and was like, I was born in the wrong time! I wanted to live in the Middle Ages when I could have been a knight! Right? And just, like, no fucking clue about how terrible things got. This kid gets embraced. Like, this big mass embrace thing is just one of the people they fucking throw into the pit and pour blood on, and we'll see what happens. And he comes out fucking loving it. I don't have any rules. I can stay up however late I want. I can eat all the cheerleaders I want. This is fucking amazing. I love the Sabbat. I love everything about it.
Okay.
Yeah, Pat Priest material.
Yep.
And what was the other option?
Social Justice Barbarian is dedicated to all of my old college buddies from my small liberal arts school that I went to that on Facebook post up about how we need to do something about Ferguson and how we need to do something about Boko Haram and all those things. But that's all that they do. They
Kony don't even 2012?
They don't even donate money to causes, right? Yeah. They just yell on Facebook about it. So that guy gets turned into a vampire, and vampires, part of the whole concept of Vampire the Masquerade is that you've got this beast inside of you that urges you on to terrible things. So this guy listens to his beast, and instead of being like, we need to post on Facebook to solve these problems, because that used to be what
he's like,
did.
I'm going
to
eat the motherfucker.
Now he's like,
that
guy was doing subprime mortgages 10 years ago, and I go to his house, and I kill him in front of his family, and I walk out wearing his skin.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
What was the first
I did
one?
Not understand social justice. Yeah,
I said fucking out. Barbarian. the first one in, the first one is one of those characters that would be keeping a secret from the party, but as per Nick in full disclosure, cause the player should know, but the character shouldn't. Yeah. One of the clans of vampires is the Nosferatu, and they're all, like, ugly and twisted and monstrous looking. And, in the Sabbat want to distance themselves from being human. It's just like in that terrible movie that we watched, right? Like, you can do whatever you want. You are better than them. You can be whatever you want. And there's pressure on them to prove it. Like, go burn that school bus full of children down. I want to see you do it. The Nosferatu get a lot of cuts on that. They don't have to do a lot of that because they're already monsters. Everybody can already see it. This guy is terrified. He doesn't want to be a vampire. He doesn't want anything to do with this. He is too weak-willed to wait for the sun come up to let it burn him down. So he embraces it, and he's like, yeah, I'm a big fucking tough thug monster. Why don't I eat the rest of you guys? Because I fucking eat children. I can't just drink their blood. I have to eat their bones, or I don't get sustenance. And, like, just pushes it to the furthest fucking limit to terrify everybody else in the group. And he's a Nosferatu, so he's huge, and he's terrifying, and he can bend steel with his bare hands. And every morning, he cries himself to sleep because he is so scared that people are going to figure out that it's all a fucking front, and all he does is
feed
animals. I'm
assuming he sucks his thumb.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of his, like, 30 thumbs. Absolutely. But, yeah, call back to the old game. Oh, the thumbs. Yeah, Hans.
I miss Hans.
Maybe I'll call him Hans. But yeah, like the truth is, he'll go out and feed on his own and feed from animals and cry over the fact that he had to kill an animal to feed from it. But
I'm assuming he was originally a vegetarian,
or yeah, like or something like that. But like the thing that he's giving to the party is like, I don't remember my life before. I remember the lives of all of the people that I've killed and shit like that. Just like super goth hardcore metal who is just terrified.
Smoke
of his own
clothes,
existence.
You know.
Well, no, I think in real life he was like learning to be a public accountant or something like that, or maybe he was a professional dog walker. But he doesn't want you to know that. He wants you to think like, yeah, I fucking killed people in the ring. You know, whatever.
Right.
But anyway, those are the concepts.
Throw them over.
And I am playing Hans, the front Nosferatu,
nice.
Motherfucker.
All right.
That's happening. All right.
So my first thought was basically an 80s style, like, land shark who comes in post-Hurricane Sandy and you know, buys up people's properties for a song because their shit's all ruined, and then sells them a condo in a town that doesn't exist.
That would have been a lot of fun with Social Justice Barbarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two would have been a great team.
But my worry there is that that is basically Piers 2.
That's true. Also, to be fair, basically every character you've ever played.
Not true.
Around me.
Still not true.
Yeah, the halfling wasn't like that. That's fair.
Or the gargoyle, or let's see, one of the characters I played. Oh, the incompetent teenage son in your Eclipse playtest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was the Eclipse playtest. All right, so excuse me. So, Sherwood Creech and...
Sherwood Creech was not an amoral con man.
He felt very amoral to me.
He was an asshole.
Oh, all right.
Definitely
the
not
archaeologist
a con man.
Wasn't a con man either.
The archaeologist? No, he was an amoral asshole.
Yeah.
So... What I'm saying is, there is a tendency for Nick to play amoral assholes. Just saying. Anyway. Not that I'm against it, because you do it so well.
It sounded like you were kind of...
He's not.
I'm hearing on that.
I'm going to take a peek through the book and see what speaks to me. Character creations lessons don't go great with me, because normally with me it's a cocooning process over 48 hours, where I black out and I emerge like there's a dead in my bed and I have a complete character sheet.
Okay. Yeah.
And he leaves you to clean it up, doesn't he?
Like, oh, no. I help with the dead hooker.
Okay, cool. Do you guys eat it afterwards? Should eat it afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Waste not want that. Okay.
Anybody thinking of
fuck
anything
you.
Else?
Fuck you.
It is third end.
That's page one. I want to be
third end.
My problem here is that I'm reading the table of contents. Chapter 1, The Sword of Cain. Chapter 2, Around the Fires. Chapter 3, Sons and Daughters. I want character creation. Can you tell me which nonsense thing?
The book that you're looking at right now is basically a big fluff book talking about the Sabbat. All of the character creation is in this book.
Well, I've done that. I need the fucking Sabbat clans. Or is it that in the Sword of Cain, or is that in Code?
No, that's
page
in
like
here.
56?
I mean, it talks about the Sabbat clans in there, but you're going to get the basic write up for the anti-tribute clans.
Yeah,
this is where you want.
Yeah, the mechanics. Don't pay attention to any of the rules and mechanics in that book. That book is just simply for the flavor because the story of the Sabbat hasn't changed in my mind. The mechanics of how the game works are in this book.
I want you to get a nice stock and put that book in it, and then you get a stew going.
Nice.
Now, I mean, the basic character generation rules have not changed all that much from third ed. So if you remember how
I played that edition.
Okay, yeah, if you played it once before.
Yeah, we did a Dark Ages game.
It had the Camarilla clans in there, and then I don't know where the Sabbat clans are.
So the Sabbat clans, the ones that we are playing, are the Camarilla clans.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not playing, we are not playing Semitzi or La Sombra, which are the two specific Sabbat clans.
Shamase,
Semitzi, whatever. Whatever.
Pick one and commit.
No, fuck it. I have been saying it different every time I talk about them.
Yeah. So if you think of the basic CAM clans, those are the clans that are available.
So no additions or subtractions from that list.
Except for Tremere. You can't play Tremere.
Okay.
Because Tremere don't exist in the
can't.
Spot. Okay. Cannot. Now, there are some cultural differences amongst the clans in the Sabbat, which are in that book and written up. So that's flavor. It's not necessarily a necessity, but if you're curious... for some bits and pieces of inspiration or maybe something, I don't know. But that's why I brought these books out, is because the inner workings of the Sabbat, the overall theme of the clans within the Sabbat, etc., as presented in this book, are more or less how my mind sees them, regardless of what V20 says now. Yeah. So that's how it's going to go if you set up an idea.
Okay.
So I was guessing that the clan write-ups would be in the section called Sons and Daughters, but apparently it's in the one called Around the Fire.
Okay.
Yeah. So for your information, Ross, we dealt with this every single session of the Dark Ages game. Nick hates the layout of White Wolf books.
That's because it's terrible.
Now, to be fair, he hates it because it's bad, but he's not going to let you forget.
It's not my problem.
Okay.
I didn't write
it. It's adorable that you think that.
He's going to make it your problem by mentioning it every time you take a breath.
Yeah, no,
I learned to never take a breath.
Yeah, well...
it's a defense mechanism.
You're going to fucking blame this shit on me. That's why like 2 seconds into our first Dark Ages game, you talk continuously for 45 minutes.
I'll make this blanket rule. If Nick starts bitching about the layout of a book, I'm going to tell him to shut up. That seems good. That's basically it. And then I will continue because I don't need to hear it anymore.
I think Ross has cracked the code.
Fuck!
Well, no, here's the thing.
You guys don't need me anymore.
I have played this game in various stages for the last 15 years, okay? So I know how bad White Wolf is in layout. I know where all the weaknesses are and the rules and the setting and everything else. I don't need to hear them.
For all the shit they give me, I cracked the code too. I stopped looking in the book and I went, hey, Evan, you've wasted your life on this game. What's the rule for this?
Yeah, guilty. He's entirely correct.
Well, I know. I wholly intend to rely on people who know the rules better than I do about B20 because I haven't memorized it as much. And it doesn't vary all that much. Doesn't vary all that much from third ed in the gist of things, except for some of the disciplines and stuff. But anyway, I think you were going to say something about your own.
Sure. Well, I
before you were interrupted.
No, I got two character concepts I was thinking about. I haven't decided on clan yet.
Sure.
But so I'm starting off with the backstories of mm-hmm. what happened. I figure that's the best place to start.
Sure.
So I have two ideas. My first idea is, since it was like a hurricane, like you said, there's like relief aid and stuff. So I went that route.
Okay.
I started thinking, well,
I was thinking the same thing. FEMA guy or something.
Yeah. Who would be coming over there to help out? So I was like, oh, well, you know, there's always college students, you know, oh, go help out, you know, the, you know, such and such.
Peace Corps kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was thinking, well, you know, maybe I'll be like a grad student, you know, what's that?
Boy Scouts.
Yeah, exactly. Boy Scouts.
Yeah, Boy Scouts.
You know, a bleeding heart. So the first one was, you know, just a grad student, you know, from, I chose Pocatello, Idaho. You know, why not?
Why the fuck not?
Yeah, why the fuck not? You know, I was like, oh, okay, sure. I know
Nickname
a little bit
about
that. Potato. Yeah, okay. Potato, got it. You know, so he was like, you know, I'll pull a little bit here, you know, say like a nuclear engineering, you know, going to grad school there. Wanted to come over and help out, you know.
Because of stretch.
Yeah, so, you know.
3 mile island, you know.
Yes.
He worked on a nuke sub. Just
so
say that.
That's fine.
Okay. No, I'm just saying he's not stretching right now.
I didn't say he was.
I'm
doing that was bad.
Yeah.
I said never time not to.
Someone else's turn.
Hey, write about what you know. That's fine.
Yeah. Hey, no, so, you know, I'm pulling from my past a little bit. Yeah. And basically he was, you know, out there helping out, and his group was basically taken, you know, just eight by the Sabani guests, you know.
Okay.
And
you were the only one that survived.
I was
straight shooting turning.
Yeah, exactly. I was the only one that survived. And the next thing I know, you know, I'm there eating, you know, the face off my, you know, my best friend. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's what I came to. I was like, well, what the hell? And then the next thing I know, I'm fighting for my life. That's where I went with that one.
And then you spend the next 6 months trying to fuck a blonde, and your dad saves you.
No.
Yeah, but transfusion.
No, but then, you know, eventually I'm thinking, you know, because it's like a year later, like, you know, I'm awakened to, you know, all, I'm like, well, I don't need to go back to school. Fuck that. I got all this. It's like a whole brand new world. Like, wow. Something to explore, something new to learn. You know, that's what I was thinking with that character.
I only got to do this for
so then he's like, wow, this is some cool shit. I don't need to go back to school. Fuck the, you know, science and shit. You know?
Also, since what you are now kind of defeats that whole science thing in a lot of ways to begin with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it's like, why do I need to know this? This is so much better.
Or there's something
I'm all in.
There's something that I don't know that I know now.
Exactly. Like, why, how did this all get hidden? And, well, this is just a whole brand new thing. So that's take on that one. Okay. I haven't thought about like a clan or anything like that.
That's fine. That's fine.
So the next character concept that I have, is a relief worker that came over with the church group. You know, I had brought the wife over and stuff. We're there to, you know, help out and be nice. And, you know, I'm a general contractor from Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you betcha.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah. So, I come over there to help out with the wife and my church group and stuff. And, you know, one night, you know, I go out and talk to some friends, and I come back and my wife is fucking the preacher.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I go apeshit. I lose my shit completely. And, you know, I rage. I end up killing my wife and the preacher. And the next thing I know, you know, I'm just, you know, breathing and there's just someone sitting there and watching this whole fucking thing go down.
Hmm.
And then I don't know what to do, and I black out. Next thing I know, I'm fighting for my life.
I kind of like the second one better just because of the crisis of fate kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the guilt, like the guilt mm-hmm. that you're going to be harboring, like you yeah. brought this with you. That uh-huh. sounds very, very cool.
Yeah. I can see how two ways to go here. Either you have science running up against the supernatural or religion running up against the real supernatural, and then having mm-hmm. the conflicts of both. But the second one sounds way more sort of soap opera to me. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's just me.
No, yeah, I like that one. I do. Yeah. Yeah, and then dealing with the guilt of why did I lose my shit? You know, and why was this person there watching me? I didn't know the person was watching me, but
you were a vampire the whole time.
No, they just watched me, and they watched me do it. And next thing I know, I'm blacked out, and I'm having to crawl my way out of this muck and fight for my life.
Well, if you want to make it more interesting, you just write up the character's stats and everything, but leave all the power blank, and I'll pick your clan.
Or you can rando up your clan.
Yeah,
just roll a die.
Yeah. Just
so the Sabbat creation rite, basically they beat you on the head with beat you on the back of the head with a shovel to knock you out, drain you of all of your blood, and throw you in a mass grave with everybody else they've done this to. And then all of the vampire members of the Sabbat slit their wrists and bleed into the pit, and then they fill it over with dirt. And they're like, whoever crawls out, they're going to be our shovel heads, and they're going to do shit with us. So like the entire experience is dehumanizing from the beginning, and only about half the people they pour blood in on are actually going to get it in their mouths and turn into vampires. And the first thing they do is eat the people they're laying on, right? Like, there's warm flesh next to me. All right, I take a bite out of that, and I suck it down. And then they come out just monstrous and frenzying and hungry. And it's a horrible fucking life-shattering experience. Right. It's great.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with the number two then. The relief for the general contractor out of Minnesota.
Cool.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Yeah. I hope that's the extent of your Minnesota accent.
Don't you
know? Just punctuate shit with don't you know?
Don't you know?
I gotcha.
You betcha.
Yeah, that's your only...
Man, I'm going to Sin City. I like it.
Yeah.
Alternately, if you want help with your accent, Becca grew up in Minnesota.
Oh, even better.
And
No, we'll just double all of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put her on the phone with an aunt for 10 minutes.
Right.
Oh, God, it's fucking terrifying, isn't it?
Talk to a relative.
When I talk to any of my family from Wisconsin, it just happens.
In Wisconsin,
yeah.
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 You go Kibitzin?
You betcha.
Kibitzin with the Wisconsin. How's the beer?
Okay. So
Packers are doing good this year.
Packers. They're coming to town,
Packers are coming to town.
Yeah, Packers. Beat somebody. I forgot. What about you, Bill? Any thoughts or ideas?
So I also had the relief worker angle.
Okay.
You want to be part of that?
Occurred to me. No.
Okay. No. That wasn't a game question.
Which is what makes this really weird.
I also was thinking about like a degenerate gambler who was in Atlantic City.
And we are in Jersey.
Right. I also all week as I've been thinking about this, for some reason thought that you had said Katrina in New Orleans.
That was my
original, I had a very different...
Yeah, that was my original thought, but I thought, that's
okay,
too far.
But those are words you said out loud. I'm not crazy.
I may have said that.
Right. Can't confirm.
Okay. And then I read the mail, I'm like, Jersey?
Yeah, I updated it a bit because I just thought, Katrina's a bit too far back.
It's fine. No, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
But like, my gumbo slinging chef isn't going to work, right?
They have gumbo slinging chefs in Atlantic City, dude.
Yeah, but they're from Honduras.
Theme restaurants or something?
They are from Honduras.
You can't play a Honduran character?
No.
Oh, okay. No comment on that.
All right, anyway.
They're not racist, and I'm not going to think their culture.
Now, see, somebody who is actually a gambler going to Vegas, that would fit perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think I'll probably do the gambler.
Degenerate gambler like that. Okay.
I have no idea.
That's fine. I mean, like I said, this scenario, you can practically make up anything you'd like because you could just be some passerby. You don't have to have anything to do with a hurricane or a war. You could just be whatever.
I was a college student.
Yeah.
Some asshole drove up on a motorcycle and hit me on the back of the head with a hammer
and
then threw me on the back of his bike.
Yeah. Your origin story can almost literally be anything.
That's it. I'll have to be a super girly sorority girl.
True story. Those make for some terrifying fucking characters.
It's true. Yeah.
I'll fuck everyone's minds.
Well, if you want to be faced for this A-team, that's fine too.
Yeah, so that's the other side of this that we are going to probably want to sort out. There's a couple of things that a Sabbat pack pushes, and those are having a leader and having a spiritual center. The Ductus, the leader, and then the priest. The Sabbat have, as a group of vampires, they have rituals they put a lot of stock into, and some of them actually fucking do things. Like, they've got, you know, rituals where they jump through bonfires, and after they finish jumping through bonfires for a while, fire has less effect on them. They've got rituals that, like, you know, it doesn't cause them to frenzy, but it gives them some of the benefits of frenzy and things like that. So it's not like Tremere-style super magic rituals. It's more like social. But there is kind of a supernatural aspect of it, and in general, every pack has someone who knows how to do that in the pack. But you don't bother teaching everybody. You just have, the party buff guy who does that. That guy tends to be more of a fanatic for the organization. So, like, the social justice warrior guy or Luke Bloodwalker would have been fantastic to be the pack priest. Mm-hmm. And then the leader in a Sabbat pack is the guy who can keep the other ones in line. Sabbat packs work on might is right. And any Sabbat member can challenge the leader of their pack or the leader of the organization in the area, basically to a duel to either first blood or the death. And that is their
powers.
Their legal system, essentially. So having someone to take those positions is going to be fairly vital.
So I'm taking it that I know Jordan for sure, but who here has never played a Sabbat character knows anything about the Sabbat in the specific terms? Right?
I think it's just
I've never played a Sabbat character.
Yeah,
I've never about the Sabbat.
Okay. So, and just for, not only for the sake of the unindoctrinated, but for the audience as well. So, I was thinking about doing like a scene or something that would take forever, but I'm just going to give you sort of the Ross's perspective on what you all would have been told after they decided, well, we're going to keep you alive for the sake of going forth and spreading the word or doing whatever damage you can. So, you all have, by fate, or...
So that's what they call it these days.
It's true. Let me put that on silent. So by dint of basically for survival of the fittest, you have all topped everybody else that they decided to try to make into a warrior for the Sword of Cain. The Sword of Cain is vengeance upon the creators of your very bloodlines. These are monsters that are sleeping, and one day they will wake up and kill us all, and we have to do everything we can to undermine that in the meantime. And their puppets are the Camarilla and anyone else who's not the Sabbat and not aware of what the secret really is. And so you are all essentially warriors in that fight to save your race, essentially, and save the breed of creature which is meant to rule over this earth, and once did, but over the course of time... population control and the machinations of these sleeping gods, you're being held down, essentially. So you have proven yourselves at least worthy of giving the opportunity to go out into the land and undermine the long-term sort of manipulations of these sleeping gods. And their puppets are everyone who's not you. And you know who's not you because you guys are all a pack. You can trust each other and the rest of the Sabbat because you're all free of their bonds, essentially because of the Valdari, which is a ritual that your pack priest, whoever that ends up being, knows how to perform. The sleeping gods control their puppets and their lineages through blood bonds. And the ritual the Sabbat have discovered and practiced frequently breaks those blood bonds. And instead of binding you to some ancient progenitor, it binds the Sabbat together as a group, as sort of a hive in a way, and keeps you all protected from being manipulated by the others. So, but part of the journey that all Sabbat members must take is to find their own place in the world. You can't just be given, it can't be handed to you, because that's what the others get. The others have the silver spoons in their mouth, they just sort of get handed things, there's no work for it. So, they throw you into a van and say, you're off and you have to find your place. And you have to do so as a group, as a family. You have to learn what it means to work together because we only have each other to rely upon when the final nights come, if they come. So.
When they come.
When they come. Well, I mean, your mission is to prevent it bit by bit because the longer, it's sort of like, for the sake of lack of a better analogy, you know, like in a Call of Cthulhu game, you're basically fighting back the darkness. You're pretty sure you can never quite defeat it. but you never know when that white one day might come. So every time that you take down a vampire who's not part of the Sabbat, you're technically cutting off a little bit of the hold the old gods have on this world. And as you work your way up the chain over time, eventually their foundation falls apart. You know, you're fighting back the final knights bit by bit. So as you are sent out from Newark, you're given some sort of basic information about what cities or what areas of the country are currently held by the Sabbat, or at least Sabbat safe. But it's kind of touch and go, because there's a lot of places that are sort of no man's land. The denser populated cities are usually held by one of the factions or another. But they don't tell you a whole lot, because they need to have you learn this stuff on your own. The trial by fire is basically how this the guy who mentored you put you into this. So, you might have been able to spend some time in Miami, where the Sabbat have a really strong hold on things, but they're not going to let you stay because it's a glass ceiling. You have to make your own way, and unless you want to become sort of like toadies for some big wig or something, then you need to move on. So you guys have been sort of roaming around the East Coast for a while, that kind of thing. Now, like I said, you've been given some cursory information on safe places to go or things you can do to help the cause. Undermining the Camarilla when you find them is one of the things. Or there are ways in which to try to corrupt someone from that side to another side. Recruitment works sometimes, but mostly if you come across a cam guy, he's probably just controlled by the elder gods, so just, kill him. You also know that feeding on other vampires can provide you a lot of benefits, especially if you drain them dry. Outside of that, you don't know a whole lot, except that if you find another vampire who's not a Sabbat, it doesn't hurt to just sort of feast on them, just in case. You never know. So the guy who taught you all was when the battle was going on, he was just known as Gallatus. But now he's Bishop Gallatus. That's where they gave each other's ranks and everything after the Newark was overtaken. You were in Newark after you returned and sort of made into a pack for, I'd say, a couple of months, just given some education and given some basics and stuff. And then you were sort of sent on your way. And when this story is going to start is essentially... So Hurricane Hurricane Sandy was in like October, November of 2013. So this is going to be about summertime 2014 when the stuff starts. Let's see. So that's sort of the gist. There's a lot of politics in the Sabbat, even though they talk about freedom and we're fighting our bonds against the sweeping antediluvians. There is a hierarchy, although they don't lean on the hierarchy too much. They try to keep it sort of pack local. It's not until you get to the cities where there's like residential power brokers and things like that, established packs that sort of run this part of town and that part of town, that you really start getting into the gist of things. Now, when you hit Houston, that was a bit of a weird thing because you didn't know, no one told you anything about the gist of what was going on in Houston. And I'm a little fuzzy on exactly what happened to make this happen, but I'm imagining a scenario where essentially you guys had enough knowledge to know where to look for sort of like vampire hangout stuff to see if you could figure out whose town this was. Mm-hmm. And in the process of things, mistaken identity, somebody shows up who's recognized as being kindred. You're here for the handoff, right? And one of you's like, yeah, sure. Same stuff. And then, wow, I got a bag full of money. I got $270,000 here. What the fuck are you going to do with this? Who gave that to you? Some other vampire? Get the fuck out of here and get in your van and take off.
Hookers and blow.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
The three B's. Booze, blow, and boobs.
Two of those you can't have anything to do with because you're vampires.
That's not true. We just got to coax somebody else
that's
up.
That's true. Yes, yes. Yeah, you can dump it down somebody else's throat.
Yeah, we figured that out.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I also imagine that just as you're hightailing out of town, there was some sort of like, oh shit, they're on to us scene. Yeah. There's somebody chasing after you, and you are not equipped to sort of do this by yourself without either some help or some hiding time. So you made your escape by the skin of your teeth, so to speak. But now since you're in a part of the country that you weren't given much information on, except for that one thing about how Las Vegas is kind of neutral ground, I think.
Unless it's not.
that's the fun part. So that's sort of the really broad, just without trying to get too deep into all the... Like I say, if you want to know more about the flavor text and things, definitely take a look at the book or get a PDF copy or something. But
you should probably tell them about the mechanical effects of the bouldering.
Okay, so well, since that's going to be this is going to be part of the homework. So whatever comes up out of this night tonight, the homework, just as a warning, is basically this: each of you, and this is very important for how the game starts. So really, you got a week. It shouldn't take too long, I hope, but between now and hopefully next, say, Monday, it'll need to be sooner than that, and you'll see why in a second. Everybody needs to basically write up who you are, what the rest of the pack would know about you after spending 6 months with you. Like, how your personality kind of is, or how you envision it right now. It can change as you play the character, that's fine, but just for the sake of starting things out. Like what your occupation was, what your habits are, how you act in certain situations, like crowds versus one-on-one, or how you reacted to your change, what you show outwardly, etc. Give us sort of a capsule summary of who your person is in this situation. And then once everybody's done that, tonight I'm going to roll all your vinculum connections, but I'm not going to tell you what they are right now. I'll explain what vinculum is in a second. And then once all everybody's little capsule background is in, I'm going to tell you all how strong your connection is to each other. And then after knowing that, each of you is going to then give me your opinion based on what you know of each other's character, just like a one sentence, two sentence thing of what you think of that person as of right now in the cohesive part of the pack. Does that make sense?
I'm going to assume they're all assholes.
Depends. Well, see. So here's the thing. So when in the regular sense of vampires, if I'm a vampire and you're like another vampire or a human, and I feed you my blood, you immediately have an emotional bond to me. Now the first feeding is kind of like you've got a sort of you feel a connection, but it doesn't really say good, bad, or otherwise. It's just like a vibe kind of thing. I feed you a second time within I think it's a month or something or a week. You start feeling like emotion towards, like respect or love or just something else that's...
So usually more positive emotion.
Very much so. And then by the time I feed you a third time, you would do anything for me. You are, you're my best friend. You would give up anything to make me happy, etc. You're essentially a blood-bound slave at that point. Now, the Sabbat, as I said, believe that it is through these blood bonds carried down generation to generation and from the originals that causes all the clan lines to be beholden, subconsciously or otherwise, to the grand plan of these old gods to wake up and then devour the earth one day.
So basically that's a bad thing.
Right, yeah. Okay. For the Sabbat, that's a bad thing. So The Sabbat created a ritual, or inherited one, or stolen one, depending on how you look at the history, called the Valdry. What the Valdry does is that, essentially, you get a group of vampires together, and there's a ritual bowl you pass around, and everybody puts in some of their blood. And then the pack priest, says some magic words over kind of thing. And essentially what it does is it makes this blood sort of unified, but still mixed in with everybody else's essence. And then when you pass it back around, everybody takes back the blood they gave in from this mixture. Any blood bonds they have of that sort break. They're just gone. There's no more connection. There's no more servitude. But what it does do is it, in various levels, thus connects you to everyone you took in part the ritual with. Okay. And depending on how strong that connection is between individuals can affect your mood. So there's a breakdown in the book of like, well, if you're level one vinculum to someone, then you feel sort of like, well, you don't completely hate them. Or at least that's as far as you can go. I mean, on a personal level, on a regular level, you might really like the guy. Now, if you really hate the guy and you're a vinculum 10 to the guy, that's kind of a conflict. It's like, wow, I would give my life for this guy. Cunning. That kind of thing. But you can't help it. It's sort of like this instinctual...
I fucking hate you!
Right.
Cunning my heart!
So, after everybody sent in their sort of capsule descriptions of who you are, your kind of personality and everything, and then I tell you, okay, first you have to consider, what would my character think of this guy normally, without any other influence? Then, once I tell you how strong your connection is to that person based on the ritual you've taken, you have to sort of temper that, well, I thought of this guy this way just without any influence. Now that I know, I also feel sort of mechanically, artificially, this about them, how does that change my opinion? And then all I'd want from you is to say, you know, Evan's character, two senses of, I think he's a douchebag, but I consider him sort of like a kid brother. Something like that, or whatever. I don't even know what it would be at that point.
Oh, but he's the creepy uncle that you kind of like.
Yeah. At the end of the day, by the time the story starts, you're all sort of like that dysfunctional family dynamic before the movie started. You've been operating together for a while, you've all got kind of depend on each other for different things, and so there's sort of an ingrained respect and need there. But, you know, there's rivalries, there's angers, animosities, and loves, and all that kind of stuff. So that'll be the homework to be undertaken this week.
And then we all go through a blood transfusion and get cured, right?
Right.
That is not part of this universe. There are no blood transfusion cures in this at all. Does not happen.
I don't know. Has anyone tried?
Yes.
Okay.
Net Church on several occasions, and it didn't work.
Every time any vampire sees that movie,
they just get mad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they try, and then they get really mad.
Yeah.
That
movie lied to me!
You see, what I think will happen with that movie in the world of vampires is that some Sabbat guy had somebody write the script, and then some cam guy found out about it, but it was too late to totally kibosh the thing, so he put in the happy ending at the end, sort of like, further the myth away, make it even cheesier so it do badly.
Oh, it doesn't seem like a happy ending to me.
Yeah. So, that's all
I because we wanted the crazy family to win. And not the stupid kid.
Oh, and also...
No, I kind of wanted just the world to explode.
Oh, sure, yeah, everybody dies.
Oh, like
the Donald? Kid vampire explodes,
yeah.
And it just causes the whole earth to explode.
Yeah, it ignites the atmosphere.
Yes!
Oh, Oppenheimer. Also, I just as a cheese thing for my distant and competitive, like, board stuff, it'd be neat if everybody could find, like, a picture of some character or celebrity or something that best matches how you envision your character, just for, you know, everybody's sort of mind's eye theater kind of thing. I suppose there's only so many to find for Nosferatu.
Oh, I know exactly who I'm...
Okay, there's a lot of monster movies out there.
Don't worry,
yeah.
I got that picture.
But yeah, so somebody will, out of this group, will be the spiritual center for the group and be the pack priest, and you'll get your free dot of, like, rituals or something, just for the sake of being able to do the Valdery, and I won't even charge you enough for that. And somebody else is going to be the ductus, or the erstwhile leader of the pack, more or less. And you guys got to come up with a pack name. It's always fun. I don't suppose you have to, but it's always fun to try. Let's see what else. Just as if anybody wondered, and I know it won't make any sense to you at this point, but no paths. We're too early on. You guys haven't had that kind of ingrained indoctrination into different philosophies of existence. Low humanity, perfectly legit, depending on how you want to work it, but none of you have had the intensive training or yet earned the rights to be taught something as specialized as one of the paths of enlightenment. So you may have heard about them, depending on how much knowledge is in different things you may take or something, but that is a gift you have to earn first. Generation. I'm going to say no more than two dots in generation if you want to put any in generation at all.
So are we just using the standard V20 creation across the bottom? Because the alternate Sabbat creation is no dots in backgrounds. You have to use freebie points if you want them, but you get four dots in disciplines to start.
That's right. Yeah, actually, I like that better. Yeah. I've forgotten that. Yeah, so no backgrounds, four dots in disciplines. Backgrounds can be bought with freebies.
Right.
And you still get the same 15 freebies. I don't have to worry about the... I don't have to worry about the virtues and the switch if you're not having paths.
You said four in disciplines?
Yeah, you get four in disciplines instead of three. And no backgrounds. Also, like I say, no more. If you buy any backgrounds, no more than one dot in resources, if that. If you guys are on the road, you don't have this fixed source of income or anything, so maybe whatever you've, squirreled away in the meantime or something. But if you have no resources at all, that's fine, because you're just a bunch of roving nomads at this point. You don't have any status because, as far as I'm concerned, just being a ductus of a pact doesn't equate to status. I mean, if you're like a bishop of a city or something, you start with the status and stuff.
Even before that, like if you're a pact that's done some things,
right? Yeah,
that
yeah.
earn you
instead yeah. of just like, hey, go off and do
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, if you guys establish a base in Vegas, then yeah, you guys will get some status or some standing or something. But that's a different story. You all get one free dot of mentor because that's going to be Bishop Gallatus back in Newark. And Bishop Gallatus is Zemesian. Zemesian, just for the hell of it. And
is it just under backgrounds?
Yeah, just put in mentor and just fill in one dot. And if you think, I look at Gallatus, it's like a Greek name, so it's Gallatas.
Gallatas.
And let's see what else. Yeah, so, no influence, no status. I think domain is a background in the V20 thing, but you don't have that because you've got your camera.
I have to carve out some of that.
Contacts. You can pitch me who your contacts would be or how relevant they would be in your current lifestyle.
One guy we party with in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, pitch me a good story, and I'll go with it. And all merits and flaws, got to just check with me first, because there's a lot of stuff in the books and things that, even if they're in the books, I don't like it necessarily, or they're imbalancing, like Iron Heart or whatever. Iron Will, sorry.
Joji, it might help you to have kind of a brief overview of the different clients that you could pick from. That's a way to work backwards, I guess.
Sure. The Bruja are basically, they're sort of the warriors. You saw Severin back there, the guy who was with the Spurs and all that. Mm-hmm. So that kind of attitude, that kind of sort of quick to anger kind of thing, that's sort of how the Bruja archetype and the Sabbat kind of works. Their disciplines are potence, which means unnatural strength. Celerity, which means they can move really fast, and presence, which means they can charm two girls in a car driving down the road by just putting a thumb out and smiling at them.
Oh, he fixed his hair, too.
He fixed his hair, yeah, exactly.
That's what did it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That got me all wet.
Right.
I mean...
Okay, then. So supernatural charisma is sort of what the presence are. And the Bruja are... They tend to frenzy a lot quicker than all the other vampire clans. So... high charge emotions can get their beast sort of like, rawr, you know, freaking out a lot easier. They're also classically sort of the, they're really passionate because even when they're not frenzying, that sort of enhanced beast in them makes them very sort of out there and emotional about things that they care about. So idealists, zealots, that kind of stuff kind of comes out in you, even if that wasn't your thing when you were alive. You'll latch on to things and become sort of have amped up, turn up the volume on your emotions about a lot of things.
Would you say the next generation one, sir?
I'm going to say
11th.
Yeah,
there's a picture of a lady in a t-shirt and panties.
Yep.
And like a paddle?
It's big as a cricket bat.
Okay. And
she's going to beat you to death with it. He's just looking at it's the Gangrel picture, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Waste of your life.
Let's see, speaking of the Gangrels, the Gangrel are the sort of halfway between vampires and animals. So if the beast, that sort of curse of the blood that you have in you, it expresses itself in the Gangrel more physically as like animalistic stuff. So when you frenzy, you gain animal features, like your ears might become more pointed, and over time you might gain more sort of animalistic tendencies in your personality and your mannerisms and things like that. Also, their discipline, their specialized discipline called protean. At higher levels, you can turn into things like bats or wolves or different animals and things, and have more of a survival theme to sort of your existence. They have animalism, which means you can communicate with animals at the lowest levels, and then the higher levels, you can sort of communicate with your beast on sort of a esoteric level. Fortitude, which is this unnatural resistance, so you like become bulletproof over time and really tough to damage. and then like some protean, which is various stages of, you can get eyes that can see in the dark, or claws that can rip through just about anything, and then turn into wolves and bats and stuff later on. Who's next? Malkavians. The Malkavians are, depending on how you look at them, they're either the insane nut jobs of the vampire world, or they are the ones that see the truth kind of thing. It depends on how you look at them. But all Malkavians are inherently insane in some fashion. Once they are embraced, they gain a permanent mental derangement. And it can run the gamut of anything, from hydrophobia to schizophrenia. It could be who knows what. And so they... Like I said, it depends on how you look at them. They're either court jesters or they are seers of the truth. And they get dementation, which essentially is they can impart insanity or sort of perspective-altering effects on other people. They can make them crazy and for limited or long periods of time. Auspects, which is they can enhance their natural five senses, so sight, hearing, and everything else. At higher levels, they can read people's minds and things like that. Obfuscate. Obfuscate is sort of it's not invisibility. When you hear it, like Nosferatu, it's obfuscate. Essentially what it is you are tricking the minds around you into not seeing you.
So they basically look everywhere but at you.
Essentially. I mean, it is functional invisibility on sort of a psychic plane kind of thing. There are merits that make obfuscate more like invisibility than it should be, in my case, but it also, not only does it make you not be noticed by people, but you can also, at higher levels, trick them into thinking you look like somebody completely different. And at higher levels, you can make them even forget you were in the room when they were looking right at you. So that's the Malkavians. Let's see, the Toreador. The Toreador are sort of, stereotypically speaking, they're the artists or the most humanitarian of the vampires because they supposedly have more of a connection to the lust for life kind of stuff. Their clan flaw is essentially when they see or hear or experience something that they perceive to be beautiful, there's a chance that they will become entranced by it. Just become like, oh. And they sort of go into a euphoric state, but at the same time, they're essentially oblivious to the rest of the world around them. So not only do you have the opportunity to experience practically endless bliss by finding things that are beautiful, it also makes you extremely vulnerable in that moment if you're stuck in that sort of gist. They have the powers of auspex, which I talked about before, enhancing senses. There's a lot of crossover in a lot of the powers. Presence, again, a natural charisma, and celerity, which is like super fast speed. Let's see, who's next? The Ventru. Classically, they are thought of to be the sort of leaders and the clan of kings, and they're very sort of aristocratic and all that kind of thing. They're the power brokers. In the Camarilla, they're much more high on the totem pole of sort of clan blood than in the Sabbat, where the Lysandra are sort of the super duper clan of kings in the Sabbat. The Ventru are sort of like the competitors for that sort of role. So they have a very high notion of themselves and their place in the grand scheme of things. Their powers are dominate, which is sort of mental domination. In the simplest terms, it's like I tell you to do something and you just sort of do it and then you wonder why you did it. At higher levels, you can make people's memories change with some work. And at the highest level, you can actually sort of inject your personality into somebody else's body and control them from afar for a while. Let's see, who am I missing now? The Nosferatu. So the Nosferatu are, they're the sewer rats. When they get embraced, they turn into the physical monstrosities of vampires you see in a lot of movies kind of thing. So they are grotesque on the outside. They cannot in any way interact normally with normal people at all. Like, if you're a Nosferatu, you cannot take any dots at all in appearance. So you're not only you're not just ugly, you're horrific. They are also, because of this, they have a tendency to hide from a lot of things, obviously, and sort of find ways to stay away from society. But they also have, they're the masters of obfuscate, in that they can be sort of sulk around without being seen. They're generally the spies and the information brokers on both sides of both the camera and Sabbat. And they have the powers of animalism again, sort of communicating with animals. Obfuscate cannot be seen, and then potence, which is the unnatural strength. So they stereotypically live in the sewers or in like the dark places and things like that. And it's always interesting to see how you get around the ugliness for interacting with people. It's going to be really interesting to see Evan's character try to do that in Las Vegas, of all places. I think...
It would be really boring.
Yeah, it's true. Unless you take False Reflection. Which I may allow if you want.
I might do that, but I think he's still just going to remain obfuscated sure. groups oh, of wait. People. Like, well, I don't fine. Interact with people.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm just thinking about, like, Las Vegas and Anas.
Sure.
A lot of cameras in Las Vegas, but... Worry about that later. I think that's all.
You've hit the high points of everything that's not weird.
Yeah, so. And I didn't talk about the Tremere because they're not an option. So those are, in the essence, your general options. Now, regardless of what the stereotypical theme of the clan is, again, your character was chosen at random, and whatever blood ended up falling in your mouth in that sort of horrific ritual embrace could have been any one of them. So there's no need for stereotype to stick, unless you wanted to.
You forgot the panders.
Oh, yes. Okay, so sometimes when someone is embraced for various reasons, none of the attributes of the blood of the person who embraced you stick. You still become a vampire, but you're sort of like a neutral vampire. So like you could be embraced by Nosferatu, but by some trick of fate or something else, you don't become ugly, but you're still a vampire. So that's what they call in the Camarilla, they call them K-teeth, which is essentially saying they're just garbage. They're just gutter snipe kind of thing. They don't have a blood. They have no lineage. They have no worth. Because lineage is really a big thing in pretty much all the clans, but definitely in the Camarilla, if you have no bloodline, then you're practically worthless. In the Sabbat, since K-teeth are, since they have no direct connection to one of the clans, in a way, they're kind of the perfect vampire, in a sense, because then they're not beholden to any of the elder sleeping gods kind of thing. At the same time, they don't have any history or lineage or prestige because of, like, who they're from. So, in order to sort of better recruit the K-Teef into the Sabbat side, since they have no direct connection, they decided to call them Panders, because there was a guy named Joseph Pander way back in the day who was like a caitiff, and he really made a name for himself and was like a badass. And so he tried to like sort of collect all the caitiff together into their own sort of, I don't know, political action committee or something inside the Sabbat. And so that's what they call the Sabbat, the Panders. And a caitiff or a pander can have any combination of three or such odd disciplines that you want, so long as, you know, they're nothing too prudent. So you could be... You could have obfuscate, auspex, and, dominate. You know, you just mix them up and whatever else. And, yeah, and there's no clan affiliation. There's no sort of curse so much as you have a sort of lower social pull amongst your peers because you don't have a lineage or anything that you can sort of rock onto. But, again, in the Sabbat's a little bit different. You're not going to, although... Yeah, that won't matter until we get into deeper politics. So those are all your sort of generalized options without going into the deep details of things. Because again, the scenario that's created here, the stereotypes of the clans don't particularly matter in your case, because you could be a, like say, a sorority girl who gets embraced as an Nosferatu. Or whatever, or a ganger, or a KT, who knows. So.
So I got a question here. So for a general contractor, mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out how to make that work best with the dots. So obviously it's going to be like crafts for actual physical doing the work, right?
Well, it depends unless you're a poser.
No.
Okay.
He actually was an electrician first, then moved over to general contractor.
So, see 39th, okay.
I figured that would work, right?
You're going to want more than if
crafts, three,
Dot academic is going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, done by schooling.
He's got his dot in technology, so between the two of those, right. You can actually, like, lay wire.
And this is before freebies.
Yeah, I figure I'd use the freebies for becoming the vampire.
Sure.
Yeah.
The other way that you can do that, if you want to, is 6-4-3 for attributes and 11-7-5 for abilities. and then add the extra on afterwards, like what changed when I became a vampire? Because those dots that I just laid out, those are the dots that you give to a standard human.
Right. Yeah, okay, so what are the standard human ones again?
6, 4, 3.
On the attributes.
Oh, up here. Okay, 6, 4, 3, okay.
And then 11, 7, 5.
11, 7, 5, yeah.
Okay.
The only other thing about your background that, I mean, and you can end up representing this with your freebies or something, is that if you're from a church, you have at least a dot in a cult, just because that sort of generalizes.
Gotcha. Well, I was wondering where religion would be.
Yeah, I mean, a cult sort of is the umbrella term for anything that is esoteric, and so religion in general.
Got it.
And so if you're just sort of a basic Christian, then like one dot is enough.
Attributes you cannot raise above 4 without freebies. And abilities you cannot raise above 3.
Unless you're an Nosferatu and you put your primary in your social.
In social, because you have to do 4, because you can't put any dots into appearance.
Right.
Yeah.
And that makes for an interesting Nos, because Obfuscate uses your socials to
make it. You can go 2-4, not above 4, though, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Obfuscate uses wits and stealth in a lot of cases.
Charisma for, so I'm thinking Mask of a Thousand Faces.
Yes, that's true. Based, yes, that's true. Yeah.
6-4. So which concept did you decide on, though?
Ex-MMA fighter who was not very good and became a gambler.
Okay.
So I'm gonna tank it up. Like.
Man got a taste of the Bruja in that quick run game that we did, and he really wants to touch that again.
Yeah.
Oh god, celerity is such a thing.
Turns out that's a thing, and I want that back. I've been sucking dicks in parking lots looking for it.
Y'all got any more of that celerity?
So, in terms of roles in the pack, I'm trying to figure out where we are. It seems like we really need a leader.
I'm trying not to be leader guy. This Nosferatu cannot be leader guy. He will not lead you. So
I have no problem being leader guy. I just want to make sure.
That's fine.
Okay. Is our contract you're being priest guy? Or are you not going
to be a missionary?
I got a dot in the cult because I was...
I think twisted around religious dogma after being embraced and dancing.
Interestingly enough, the Sabbat has patterned its structure really, really, like, deeply off of the Catholic Church, because the La Sombra, back before the Sabbat was formed, that was their area of control. They controlled the Borgias and all the popes.
Yeah.
In the 1300s. So when they helped form the Sabbat, they built it around the structure of the Catholic Church. So if you had been a Catholic, Then this is perfect.
Yeah,
and if you're coming from Minnesota, that's great, right?
Yep. Yeah, the city leaders are called bishops. The regional leaders are called cardinals.
I'll take 2 dots in the cloak.
Okay. And I will give you a 3-dot of ritual, which is basically covered.
All
yeah, you're fine.
Okay. 4, 5. Well, I'm doing 11. 7, 5.
Yeah. I guess what kind of thing would we need or want in our group? Because I guess I don't have any concrete idea.
What do you want? I mean, as a person, not as a clan or anything. What kind of person?
I honestly don't know.
What do you want to be when you grow up? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Oddly enough, you and I have very similar thoughts.
I honestly don't remember. I went through so many different things.
So, can I ask another question? Mm-hmm. What kind of shit are we going to be doing in Vegas?
You want me to give you the plot?
Can I assume this is a typical game and there's going to be some talky stuff, some fighty stuff?
Yep.
This is going to be all talky stuff.
For a contractor?
Guys handing this shit to me.
Let me give you guys the gist of this. I have learned not only through past experience, but with this group specifically, that it doesn't matter what kind of structured story I create, you guys are going to fuck it up. So, for the sake of your edification, I have some things more developed than others, but there is a through line for the first chapter of this story that I have created.
Okay.
You guys may or may not cling on to it or not. I don't know. So I have also created several side landmine stories. This is sort of an open world game as soon as you guys get there. You'll be given the first few breadcrumbs of how to start entering the story. And if you go along with just what I hand you as sort of like the planned thing, great. If you guys go off the rails, Vegas is a rich setting just by itself, even if I had no other input from the
I got an idea, guys. Uh-huh. We scrap Vegas, We go to Mexico and become coyotes.
You know why?
Maybe smugglers Mexicans.
Or become actual coyotes.
You know, can it be so both? We need to make gang, yeah. Which I guess I'm in.
Can it be both?
Wow.
We'll be coyotes that are coyotes.
Yeah. Like five illegals riding on a coyote's back.
Yeah, but only four make it across because I got hungry. This gets dark.
If you guys get to decide to do that, then I break out the Mexico by Night book and I know exactly what's going to happen.
I've read that book. I know what happens. Yeah, you get to be a chupacabra for about 30 minutes, and then we all die.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in. So anyway, I'll wait before we get back. But.
Okay. I think I got my contract there. Okay. Because I figure for the actual work would be what, craft.
Well, yeah. I mean, if that is your main vocation, then.
I figured he started off as a worker, so he'd have strength.
Yep. There.
And then since he's the contract, he's got to have a little bit of sway. So there's that. But, yeah. But he was never like fully educated at school. I mean, he went to school, like high school or whatever, but then
that's fine.
He became one just through work.
Yeah, let's put your free data rituals there just for the sake of argument. Okay, so, Bill, as I was saying.
Sorry.
So I have an adventure planned that will probably last at least three sessions, depending on what you guys decide to do.
Okay.
If you go south of that, or whatever, there are other things going on in Las Vegas that you may or may not trip on.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, as I call them, three or four little landmines that are happening anyway.
Sure.
This is, for the most part, an open world game.
Okay.
But so long as you are all somewhat logical about your situation, you'll probably stay on the line of the main plot that I have and may run into some of the side things on the side, but we'll see.
Do I already told you we're going to Mexico and become coyotes.
Only if you're on a path.
We'll be coyotes that are smuggling people.
Yeah, all right, so seven it is.
So as far as what will be happening, the main story I have in mind will involve some talking, politicking, negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a opportunity, well, depending on what you do, there will be more than enough opportunities in Vegas for combat or action and that kind of stuff. And with the sort of overarching political situation in the city, depending on how you want to play it, there's lots of opportunities for intrigue, conquest, undermining, all types of stuff. There's all types of things going on in Las Vegas. Things you may make of your own accord or that I've already got set up. So anything you come up with as a character will likely have some use in the story somewhere.
Okay.
It would probably not be advisable that you're all just combat monsters, nor would it be advisable all of you are just talkers with no martial skills. So a mix is great.
We've got your combat monsters taken care of. It's going to be two different ways of looking at it. Just because he... With celerity, so long as he gets a little bit of prep time, he's going to have sustained fight. Yeah. I'm going to have like one or two rounds in me. But
so thinking of the A-team, we've got B.A. Baracus over here. We still need a Hannibal, we still need a Face Man, and we still need a Howling Mad Murdoch kind of, Swiss Army Knife kind of deal. So
I guess two of the ideas I was kicking around in my head was like sort of the mean girl sorority girl who got really caught up in like the Greek system politics or whatever. And then the other thing was sort of like a veterinarian.
I like the sorority girl. I think that would be a good talky kind of character. And like go full mean girl. Like,
also, like super
vampire politics is pretty much is a mean high school.
Yeah, it's fucking terrifying high school. So this sounds super awesome because like the mean girl idea I have in my head is like really, really sweet and nice to the guys who haven't pissed her off. But as soon as there's another woman in the room, she's prey. Like, she must be ruined, so I have asserted my dominance. Like, I've never met a man more into dominance than I have Greek sorority sisters. Yeah, who just fucking terrify me, by the way. So, and I really like the idea that you're, and who knows if this is what you're gonna do, but if you play like some tiny little 98 pound sorority girl, I want this guy to be fucking terrified of you.
Yes!
Right? He won't ever say it out loud, but like, when you say jump, he's gonna be like, "She's talking, I gotta
How
go.
High?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying
like
in the air, right?
Squeak in your voice too, right?
Well, she could be like literally your reflection. Like, she's totally into this. And also pretty as fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's everything I want to be. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. You know, pick what your major was and put one extra dot and whatever that would be in the...
Oh, it'd be like something stupid like communications.
Sure. Yeah.
You are a monster!
I know! His phony major! I know
nothing!
Either that or like fashion design.
You are making my terrifying fucking ex from college, by the way. Communications major, stripper, fucking evil as hell.
No, no, I'm not a stripper, I'm just a dancer.
Yeah, yeah. No, at least she was honest about it. No, I shake my tits at people and they give me money. It's fucking great. Don't you wish you had tits?
Yeah, yes. I, like...
you make a strong point. I can't...
Hmm. Was she a stripper before or after you started dating her?
After. Okay. She was a Mormon before I started dating her.
I ruined that woman,
yeah, convinced her to come to college with me, and then she went black. No, her parents were completely off the fucking rails. It was an ex-boyfriend of hers that turned her Mormon.
Okay.
And my Wang brought her back.
Are you sure you should be proud of that?
No.
You went a little too far there, Evan.
Yes.
Well, he doesn't have too much Mormon time. Is strong. So, clan-wise, what
are
you thinking?
I like it that you pick it. Okay. I think it maybe tied in with whoever's watching me there.
No, you can't be a fucking chamise.
No.
Cheater. Give this guy a chance and he will break the fucking system.
No. No, I'm not going to pick anything that's outside of the main five. The main six, sorry.
No, stay within the six. It's fine. But, or just roll die.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll see what these guys are picking first if they want to like give you a connection or just make it more variety.
So I've got, like, the seed of a concept that I'm not sure how to get.
There's somebody else
to
pick one.
From there to vampire.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like the idea of a young, probably late teenage kind of like mastermind, like ran numbers or day-to-day organization for organized crime, and they basically kept him because he can keep all the shit in his head. He knows
a savant, kind of.
Yeah, what everybody's capabilities are, and he's the planning guy.
Okay.
And then he went to either prison or juvie, and now he's a little fucked up and sleeps with a shiv under his pillow.
Fine by me.
I just don't know how to get to Jersey to vampire.
Maybe you just lived in Jersey.
You're out on probation.
There's no organized crime.
No, here you go. You're on a work release cleanup crew during the hurricane or whatever it was, and you were snapped up. Yeah. There you go.
And I fucking stayed quiet. Like, I got picked up and I could have ratted on everybody. No. I respected the code of silence and they fucked me.
I'd make you a little bit older than what you're talking though, because in order to maintain leadership around here amongst people that are just embraced too. 17.
Oh yeah, I would cut you.
Yeah, exactly. maybe in your like mid to late 20s or something at least, but yeah. Too much of a
I will either cut you or fuck you. If it gets me to the top.
Why not both?
I'm also fine with you being the leader. Like, you're in charge, but your leadership is telling me to figure it out.
Which is also an excellent Sabbat leadership.
Yeah.
That is the dynamic that usually comes out in a Sabbat pack is you have a really strong-willed person that's in charge, and they find someone to do the legwork, because everybody else is like, my Vinicium rating's too high, I can't tell you no, but oh thank God you're letting him make the decisions again.
Yeah.
I can't make eye contact as I tell you this, because
it
makes me feel bad.
Part of this might also be changed by the Vinicium ratings that come up. So if you say you're leader now, but then everybody's got like 10 to her or something, you'd be like, So we'll see. I mean,
I'm just so pretty. Okay.
But it's fine whatever you want to do with the, like I said, whoever wants to be Ductus, whoever wants to be Priest, it's fine. You guys figure it out.
I don't know. I kind of like sort of the struggle there.
That can change over time, too. I mean, survival of fish, you guys could fight it out. Like, who's going to be Ductus next? Whoever can beat up the other one or survive a game of Instinct or something. But as far as your concept's concerned, perfectly fine. And depending on how you want to structure your background, maybe you have a distant cousin or something in Vegas. I don't figure that out from anyway. But if you're East Coast bound, maybe not. You might know a guy or know the guy kind of thing.
Yep.
But work that out. That's fine. So you're probably going to want to put heavy the social attributes up at the top. So that's probably your 7.
Yeah.
And unless she's like a athlete or something, then she's probably a 7 social, 5 mental, and 3 physical.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah. I was thinking she more destroys people from their minds.
System wise, if you want to do that, but you still want a little bit of like physical intimidation factor with your 3 physical, put more than one extra dot into dexterity because the way that the system works, you use dexterity to see if you can hit things, and extra successes you get on that roll carry over to your attack. So system wise, like whatever clan you end up deciding, what you are describing is a fantastic like Toreador anti-tribute concept for like I want to be socially in charge and I want to let other people do the legwork and I want to watch this beautiful machine of social creation that I've made do what it does. And when things get bad, I fucking pull out my switchblade and I carve your face off. And it's, yeah, creepy and great.
Or I could use my social and manipulate other people to fuck
sure.
the person.
Yeah, and I mean, the way that we've built this show is whatever the fuck I name this guy, you can just be like, kill him. And I will be standing behind
like,
him.
My pet!
Because,
kill him!
Yeah.
Oh, it's merit and flaw time.
It's always merit and flaw time.
Now, I will say, except in some of the more specific instances, I tend to use merits and flaws if I can find a way to work it into my background as a part of, like, the character. Like, soft-hearted or something like that. A mechanical effect. But things like that are more overt or something that's really cool or has a mechanic in it that makes it more interesting for me to run the story.
To get a merit, you have to take a flaw pretty much, right?
No.
You start with 15 freebies.
Yeah, you can spend your freebies on merits if you don't... Yeah, you can take a maximum of 7 points in flaws and you could use those 7 points to buy merits. But I'm not gonna let you take a zillion flaws, even if that exceeds the 7, just so you can make your character like completely.
My flaws are I'm just too perfect. No.
Megalomania. Or if you're Malkavian, it could be your drink.
I am going to be Malkavian.
Okay, we got a Malk, we got a Nos, we got
Bruja.
Okay, so that. So, I mean, you can be anything you want. There can be two.
I don't really know what I have to be.
We should roll the die. If you don't care, we should roll the die. I think random clans are awesome.
Yeah, you would. I'm rolling a die.
Suck
what?
Pick his.
Present it. Alright.
Not an insult. You just love randomization and character creation.
Yeah. Let's help Dirty make her basic character first before we run out the clan.
Fine.
I know, it's tough.
No, you're making the right call.
How do you ever play anything but Gamma World?
What's that?
How do you ever play anything but Gamma World?
I make everything Gamma World.
we'll
do that at some point.
Now?
No, okay. Yeah. It's fine. If we... The next time we run a lull, I'll run a one-shot Gamma World game, because you can run that entire thing on a random generation table, and it's amazing. Just great.
I also need to think of a really sorority name. I'm thinking Jessica.
Tiffany.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Tiffany.
Not Ashley? There's a billion Ashleys in every
sorority. Austin. Alexandra.
Or something that ends with a Lee.
Yeah.
Like Ashley?
No, not Ashley.
No. Margo.
Like
Kaylee.
Okay.
Yeah, like Kaylee.
Yeah, Kaylee. I'm trying to think of something other than Sarah Lee because then I will just think of snack cakes.
There was a girl I worked with my first job out of college, Jenica.
Oh.
Jenica.
Jenica. Jenica.
That poor girl.
I know, right?
Now I gotta try to remember the difference between perception, intelligence, and wits.
Wits is thinking quickly in the moment. Yep. Intelligence is your depth of understanding of subjects that you are aware of, and perception is your perception of the world around you.
Alright, so what's the max points I can have in attributes?
If you're not playing a Nosferatu, 3.
3?
To start off with, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And then you can spend freebies to take something.
You can spend 3 to bring something to 4.
Wait, add 3?
Yeah, you're
2.
So you get the first one for free.
Yes.
Yeah. You can put 3 more into that for a total of 5.
I was clarifying because Evan told me a thing.
Yes.
Okay, so we have
the
one circle
already filled in.
And I fully
believe Evan lies to me at every opportunity.
Unless you're playing an Nosferatu, anything that is already a black dot, you get that for free. That's your one dot sort of advantage for being.
And then I can get 3 more
after
that.
Nothing in the attributes can be 5 at character gen.
Okay.
That's what I meant when I said three, but yeah.
We'll be able Evan to said unless I spent a freebie point. Spent freebie points on it.
Right. I do not so you spend freebie points after basic character gen.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm talking in the lingo of how I was raised into...
No, it's totally fine. Yeah. I've only done this a couple times.
That's fine. I've done this way too many times, so like my brain is sort of like, well, of course, it's simple. Why doesn't anybody do it?
Yeah. Right. So freebie points don't count at character generation? They're... okay.
Right.
I mean... I don't know if I need 5 dexterity, but I don't know why I don't need 5 dexterity.
So if I'm shanking people with a knife, I want dex, right?
Yeah. Dex and melee are the 2 things that you want.
Yep. And if you're running numbers for somebody else, you're going to want, God, I don't know, not necessarily academics, but finance.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of which social thing I'd want the extra dot.
Well, what do you have so far?
I just have it even right now.
Manipulation.
Yeah, if you're like super sorority girl, then manipulation. Yeah.
So we said no backgrounds and an extra point in disciplines, right?
No backgrounds until unless you want to spend freebies on them.
Okay. So I can spend freebies to raise my generation to backgrounds. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to, 4 dots in disciplines to start.
So we start at what generation and we can go up to 11?
Start at 13. Okay. And every dot of generation you buy kicks you down by 1 generation.
Understood.
A maximum of 2 dots for this game.
Understood.
Because the big weights weren't the ones throwing the blood in the dead board. Although, I mean, you could have a 12th generation from the Dark Ages, too. I mean, that's the thing that...
That was the starting generation of the Dark Ages, wasn't it?
If you never Diablo'd, you get somebody from... 1100s, so it's just really old talking. That was why in ECC, the whole original feeding test thing.
Yeah.
Was like, the lower your gen was like an automatic extra blood.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you could be the most experienced 12th gen from the Dark Ages and know how to hunt like a mofo, but by our system, you'd still be lower blood than somebody who was embraced yesterday night's gen.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful. I hated that.
You said it was, and you stopped playing that?
Yeah.
Quite well, a lot of you.
Not only did they throw out... So, the old system in the LARP was, at the beginning of every night, everybody would throw rock, paper, scissors. And someone in the staff would be throwing the thing you're trying to compete against. If you won, you were at full blood. If you tied, you were at half blood. And if you lost, you were at 3 blood. Now, your generation, of course, determines how big the blood pool is.
Sure.
So, if I was embraced yesterday as a 9th gen... My maximum blood pool is X, and if I lose the test, I'm at half blood of that. If I'm a 12th gen, who's been around for 500 years, my blood pool is this, and if I tie, I'm at half of that.
Right.
Which means that no matter what, even if I'm the oldest thing on the planet, just having a lower gen than this guy over here who just went behind the ears, I'll always be at less blood than this guy, even though I'm a better hunter and I've been around longer.
Right.
That was always that was sort of the fatal flaw to me of, because essentially generation was a different form of herd in that system. So, the lower your gen, more blood.
Okay, so the abilities is like with the attributes, each column gets...
Right, 13, 9, 5. You assign one column, each one of those numbers, and then distribute those dots. And then same thing with those nothing above 4.
How are skill specialties
done? Nothing above 3, I think, is what the legal said.
Oh, right, yeah.
If you have 4 or more dots in something, you can declare a specialty in it. Okay. And
we can't put anything above 3
without spending freebies.
Without spending freebies.
Okay.
Yeah. So on skills and things with your first starting dots up to 3.
But you can have a specialty and an attribute too, right?
Yes.
Yes. And that is all separate from your subject matter expert thing, which we also have to determine at some point is what your overarching geekdom is, your automatic success knowledge thing is. So we don't have to necessarily determine that tonight, but definitely between now and next week over the homework. If you have an idea right now, by all means, talk to me about it. And just like in real life, it doesn't have to be something that's necessarily directly tied to your concept. Like, Ross is a complete movie trivia nut. I couldn't make a movie if my life depended on it. I have a knowledge base that is outside the realm of my actual skill, so. You know, maybe somebody amongst you is some big fan of Fabergé eggs for some reason. You just know everything about building. I would pick Fabergé eggs.
Alright, I'm taking a bunch of intimidation.
Okay.
So once I get a clan,
mm-hmm.
then I just how do I do it from there? I just bump up this what I need, then the human one, and then bump the.
So add one more to your primary, add one more to your secondary.
Yep.
And then add two more to your primary ability pool. Add two more to your secondary ability pool. Give yourself 4 dots in disciplines, and now you're a vampire.
Got it.
Okay, so what's the difference between alertness and awareness?
Awareness is specifically of supernatural things.
Okay.
So you will use awareness if what you are attempting to do is, like, try and figure out if someone's a vampire. Perception awareness is, like, the basic just off-the-cuff check to be like,
and alertness is if something is around you?
Yeah.
That's the temporal plane sort of noticing thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just sort of what you...
If someone was shadowing you, you would use alertness to realize that you were being shadowed. You would use awareness to realize that there's something off about
something.
The situation. Yeah. They give you the willies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, awareness is sort of like that intuition sort of...
Better get my rape whistle.
Yeah. It's sort of like a really watered down sixth sense that's not supernatural necessarily, just that you're sort of attuned to it. Sort of that creep factor. And your 4 dots of disciplines have to remain in your clan disciplines to start off with. Unless you're a KT, then we can talk about it. But
all right.
I'm still going to say you're going to have a 3 primary.
We have a... Okay.
That's fine. Let me give you your background. That's cool.
I want that to be some sort of small animal that I've picked up.
Yeah, that was the other thing, too, is that if you decide to take retainers, it's not going to be a guy. It's going to be, like, an animal or... Yeah, because you...
The Sabbat really frowns on taking humans as ghouls.
Yeah, like, they're liability.
That's a cheap way out.
Yeah. There are revenants and things out there, but we'll worry about that enough when we come across it. Yeah.
Decided not to take huge size just because I didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Similarly, I did not take soft-hearted because I think with the nature here, he is willing to do anything.
Right.
He just doesn't like it.
Yeah. Okay.
But I thought that one ended up working out a lot better for what I wanted to do for the concept.
Sure. And you're going to have to obviously fight against that in case of... Oh. Okay.
Interesting. So, I think that the real background for this guy
mm-hmm.
is he was a stuntman.
Okay.
Like a like B and C movie stuntman,
mm-hmm.
and he was out trying to do a he was part of like a B or C team crew trying to go do a documentary on mm-hmm. what had happened, like him trying to break into something other than just looking like someone else all the time.
Okay.
Like, this is my chance to finally be in front of the camera and let people recognize my I'm a Nosferatu. All
right.
So yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Alright. Let's see. FM1, Cult 3. Cult 3?
Yeah. So he very quietly has sat in the back of the room while the important people talk, obfuscated, and
okay.
has just listened the All entire right. time.
Yeah.
So he's picked up a lot. He doesn't really know what to do with it,
mm-hmm.
but yeah.
Okay. Melee brutality?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to find me a fire axe.
Gotcha. Not too tough. Subterfuge. Okay, no appearance. Fast reflexes. He made a move. Okay.
Okay. Can't go higher than that because of the thing, which is going to be
right,
great.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Yep, looks fine to me thus far.
So, and I thought a good compliment to that would be that.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Well. I mean, either a low of that or a low of that, but...
So, I think at this point, like, if he survived this long, this has been built up by force, by necessity.
Okay.
There's not a lot that he is not willing to do when his back is against the wall,
right.
but he fucking feels terrible about it. So the one thing that I've picked up over time is that a high conscience, but low self-control character is going to do a lot of terrible things, but probably make the conscience roll and just feel really bad about it.
Yeah.
So he is constantly guilt-ridden by everything that he's done.
Okay.
I want to hate myself with this.
Sure.
Just a puddle of self-loathing.
Sure.
And I'm sure Auspex is going to go great in Vegas. There's no bright lights or loud noises.
Yeah, right? Nothing
at all. No, nothing at all.
No. I can't think of any.
I mean, it actually gets way better when you're not on the strip.
Yeah.
But.
It was better with the church idea, I think.
Hmm. What'd you settle on?
Oh, I'm waiting to find out what clan.
Oh, right. You're not gonna pick your own clan.
Nope. I like that randomness because basically it's whatever blood dripped in my mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Jordy, are you cool with me picking your clan? Or?
Okay.
You can change your mind at any time.
Yeah, when you give me a plan, I'd be like, no, I don't want to fucking play that.
You're already getting into the character. That's great.
I choose this.
Sounds great. Yeah.
I've already thought about what I would assign each of you, so if you'd like, I'll tell you, and then if you hate it, you can...
No, go ahead.
I don't remember what to do. Okay. So.
For our church guy adventure.
Yeah.
And for our... Mean girl, sorority girl, gang girl. For that predatory sort
chatty.
Of
chatty.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. If she gets up to Protean 4 and she wants to take her flight form as a cat and her fight form is like a lynx or something.
Her flight form needs to be a cougar.
Oh!
I'm not old,
she's not
though.
Old.
Can be young cougar.
Eventually
whatever.
She will be.
Yeah.
I don't know, aren't we vampires?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're never going to look old, but you're going to be old. So, just like a cougar.
Basically, you...
Yeah, but they stay perky.
So, you know, just like a cougar. Yeah.
So I'm just thinking about what...
Except they use plastic and you use blood.
I dominate fortitude and presence for you, and then animalism, fortitude, and protean for our sorority girl. Which means she will have qualms. Oh, and no city gangrel, just regular country gangrel.
Yeah.
City gangrel.
Don't worry about it. Thing you don't need to worry about.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about it at all.
Just trying to confuse me.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I'm just musing on horrible ideas from
about running.
Remind me.
It makes you want to talk endlessly.
Yes.
How the combat system works. So I'm gonna get dexterity melee.
Just so you guys
roll.
Know, I'm not gonna be great at combat.
That's fine. We got this.
No, I mean my character. Won't be good at combat.
So you make a roll to hit, generally dexterity plus whatever, like
melee
or brawl.
Guns
or firearms, whatever. Against standard difficulty 6. You count up those successes. And in V20, each of those successes except the first one. The first one you need to hit, and you just drop that off. Yes, I have successfully hit. The damage for your weapon, if it's a melee weapon, is going to be based on your strength. Plus a value based on the weapon that you have. So for brawl, it's just straight strength.
Right.
But like a knife is strength plus one dice of damage. Any of those extra dice that you got from your attack roll, they add to your damage pool.
Right.
As a Bruja, all of your celerity dice automatically add to your dexterity score for attacks.
Right.
Unless you burn blood to get extra turns of combat instead.
Right.
Similarly, all of your potence dice add dice to your damage roll. Unless you spend blood to give you automatic successes instead.
So how restrictive does it have to be?
Okay.
Well, I was thinking a good way to tie in
with
my...
2 dot celerity, 2 dots presence.
With my...
or potence.
Make it so that I can only...
If you don't want any presence, then that's...
That's pretty restrictive, though.
Yeah.
True. So good, dude.
You could do it where maybe
what's your strength?
Because then I'd be like, oh my god, I had to feel from there.
The venture plan flaw is that they can only feed from sort of specific vessels.
The heaviest clan in the game.
They can vary from things like, I can only, some of them are just,
it's only going to have 2 dots in generation is 2 extra blood points. You're going to be at 7
instead of
5. A crystal blast. 12 instead of 10.
Or I can only feed on Mary Wynn. Or I can only feed on the elderly. Something like that. If they try to feed from any other kind of source, it's far less.
And take a little bit of
my first character, ECC.
Because remember, you can spend blood to upgrade your extra strength, and that lasts for
every two women that got married, there's two more places you could feed from.
So,
yeah.
Like, in terms of taking out the character best,
little chapels
Dex
everywhere,
is what you want lots of, so take the Celerity, 2 dots in Celerity, and dot in Bones, and a
married woman and take her into a chapel. Marry her, and then, there we go.
Just makes me...
We'll have to see what happens if you decide to do that, and how I feel like whether or not that's sort of supernatural...
see what happens.
See what happens, yeah. I mean,
no, good, like,
is that a valid marriage?
Sure.
That you didn't mean it?
All of the Vegas marriages don't count.
There's all types of little minor or mild supernatural things going on when it comes to things like that, so I'll decide if it comes to it. But yeah.
Would that be restricted to be considered flaw?
Like,
no, that's your clan flaw. That's automatic. You don't get any
fucking
that comes with the territory.
But then you'd have
if you want to be a venture, if you don't like that, you don't want to be a venture.
No, I'm taking it.
Okay.
Presence.
All right, so I got my attributes and my abilities, and now I'm not sure what I do.
It actively takes dice away from the other guy. It's probably the most powerful ability in the game because it robs them of their dice pool. Every success you get is one die unless they get to roll on the
dice. Now that you have four, but it takes your action something. You have to pick a specialty, and that basically.
But if you're fighting with somebody who's a Solarian,
if you encounter a situation that falls within your specialty, let's say your manipulation specialty is fast talking. Okay, so if you find yourself in a situation where you have to like talk yourself out of a traffic ticket or something real quick. You would get a bonus depending on the situation when you make your dice roll. But in other situations, that specialty wouldn't apply unless... You know, anyway, so... But I'll worry about that.
She has played New World of Darkness, so...
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I didn't realize... Oh, there is a line for a specialty on those things. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, in this system, it's anything you have a 4.
Okay, so now your virtues. You get 7 dots to distribute amongst those, and that determines sort of like your internal... sense, like how much of a conscience do you have, how much self-control do you have, how much courage / bravery do you have. And depending on where you put your dots, that determines a couple other things, but we'll worry about that when you've...
So there's 7 dots?
Yeah, you get 7 dots. And that's... Ignoring the 3 dots you already get, you get 7 to distribute amongst those blank dots, yeah. And there's no max or anything. If you want to dump 4 dots into one of them, that's fine. We just get less dots to distribute amongst the other two.
42,
oh, and with the disciplines, if anybody wanted to put all 4 dots into one discipline, you're going to be kind of retarded in a way, but you can certainly do that with them. Yeah.
There's some disciplines worth doing that with.
There are.
If I was not playing this concept, a Nosferatu with 4 dots of obfuscate would be amazing.
Yes. But
I ended up 2 and 2, all specs and obfuscate.
That's fine. Have you picked your derangement?
No, I'm thinking some kind of obsessive compulsive behavior.
Oh, with like the numbers?
Yeah. And I'm probably going to go home and start reading wikis about it.
If I drop a box of toothpicks on the ground, you have to count them.
Yeah, that's old school vampire.
Exactly, right? Yeah, how many knots are on this string, right? Yeah. Oh, man. You're going to be in Las Vegas.
Yep.
How many lights?
Yeah, look at all the neon.
1, 2, 3.
Or just like get to the roulette table. Or the poker table.
Get this guy out of here. He's counting cards.
A lot. Over and over again.
He's really good counting
the cards. Yeah, he's
like, I love to count. I'm 2 cards. Have you picked up your virtues?
I'm still thinking on my last dot and if I want to change it completely or not.
Let me know when you're done and we'll work on the next part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I do. That's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I might save us.
I was thinking that since you're sort of a selfie creature man now, that at least one dot of presence makes sense.
But, oh, yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah, I'm definitely
takes some presence. Well, if you have a forgetful mind, that's all for you. And then, unless you want to spend freebies on
it. No, it's three.
Then you get 4 dots in disciplines.
Yeah, so 3 and dominate, 1 in presence.
Yeah, you could do that. Right, if that's what you wanted to do.
Well, I'm looking at presence now. Yes. Presence is pretty good, too, apparently.
Presence is really
presence,
good.
Yeah, especially at 4 and 5.
At the end of the day, my honest argument is presence is the strongest discipline in the game, with dominate being a rough follow-up, unless you've got a whole bunch of Tremere players and they're allowed to pull anything out of the big, stupid Tremere bag of tricks.
Yeah,
in which definitely. Case, Thaumaturgy always wins.
Yeah.
But as just like utility disciplines dealing with other people. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, give me presence any day.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from blood magic as much as possible.
All right, so I got virtues.
In the Giovanni town? Okay.
Well, for... You know, I don't worry about it anyway. Yes?
So I have virtues.
Yeah. So, let's see what you took. So, you determine your humanity by adding up your conscience and your self-control, so you have... Well, your max is going to be 7, but so the max you can have is 7, even though this is like 8 dots. So your
I'll be 7.
Yeah, humanity will 7, and your willpower starts at your courage, so that'll be 2. And you can buy your willpower up with freebies if you'd like to after we get past this first part. So,
and willpower, is that something that you can spend to make your rolls better?
Basically? Yes, those provide you automatic successes if you declare it before you make the roll, and then you have to mark off a dot. So it can also, and your
willpower starts at what? Sorry.
Courage. Yeah, whatever your courage is before freebies.
And I'm filling in the dots to mark.
Yes, so 7 dots of humanity.
Fair warning, with 7 dots of humanity, your character feels bad and struggles with your own ethics and morality when you steal things from other people, much less hurt them.
Steal them's fine. Stealing, I won't steal.
What I am suggesting is you might want to think about voluntarily dropping your humanity down a little bit if you are going to be a cold-hearted bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other side of it, I'm playing a fairly high humanity character who is going to be ridiculously violent. I just feel very, very bad about it, but I'm terrified you guys are going to kill me unless I do that.
Of course.
No, you're terrified I'm going to kill you.
Right, yeah.
Of course, if you fail your humanity check, everything becomes really fun.
Right.
Yeah, so the higher your humanity is, depending on what actions you take, may require a humanity test, and that is, you know, so at humanity 7... The first sort of sin you can commit that will test your humanity is like stealing something from someone. So if you steal something from somebody, then we make a roll, and if you succeed in the roll...
I can explain it away, basically.
Well, no, you feel really bad, but you still did it. Mm-hmm. And, but you sort of rationalize it, but you still feel guilty. If you don't make the roll, your humanity degrades by a dot or more, depending on how you roll. And then you just say, oh, well.
That's when you justify it to yourself. It was okay that I did this because he was coming right at me. Or, what hucksters usually say, what people who call you up and try an insurance scam usually say is, they're idiots and somebody's going to get their money. It might as well be me. Like, that's how you feel better about yourself when you're doing it.
Right. Yeah, and that's part of the overall plot is the degradation of humanity as you go through your vampire. You become less human and more monstrous.
Did the Sabbat kill me if I took the dumb fang stick?
They don't care. No, you can fucking use a razor blade to feed from people. That's some dark shit right there.
Yeah,
you just don't get to lick the wounds closed when you do that. You leave them with razor blade cuts.
Yeah. So you leave a lot of evidence behind. Yeah.
That they tried to commit suicide?
No, somebody
committed suicide.
Yeah, except that if he starts like murdering a bunch of people, he's eventually going to like completely go white and we'll have to kill him anyway.
W-I-G-H-T, white.
Yes, that kind of
That's what happens when vampires hit 0 humanity, they go crazy.
Yeah, so if you're endlessly murdering everybody you feed on just because you can't lick the wounds closed, then,
It's alright, short run games are still fun.
Well, for him.
Maybe I should just go all out with presents. All the way up to 7.
7, huh?
Yeah, 7.
You can only get 5 dots of discipline.
Well, yeah.
No, 7. It's 4.
Oh, summon. I thought you said 7.
I also thought you said 7.
Jesus.
No, summon.
Yes.
Well, I'll take 7, too. That's pretty good.
Yeah, 7's pretty gross, too. But you will be missing out on these 4 to 2 and dominate, which are all dominate especially, exceedingly useful. But presence can be just as useful for manipulating people, especially with presence 3. It's just not as immediate. It's more of a emotional effect than this sort of a direct command effect. And of course, anything you don't take at the beginning of all this, you can later buy it with experience points.
Yeah, because that's how you level up.
No, your first
you can buy disciplines with freebie points too, right?
Yes, you can.
How much do those cost?
Seven freebies. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they are expensive, so you get two whole extra dots of disciplines for your freebie points, and add one.
So I changed my virtues a little bit because you know I've been brought up that point.
Okay. So yeah, whatever your conscience and self-control total dots are, that is your humanity starting
off. Yeah, so it's 6 now instead, and then I have 4 willpower, because then it went into the courage.
Okay, perfect. Now, since you're a gang roll, your disciplines to choose from are animalism, protean, and fortitude. Animalism lets you, at the low levels, talk to and even command animals to do what you want them to do. Fortitude is basically adds to your soak pool for soaking damage, and it goes on top of your stamina. Like usually when you're like, if I shoot you with a gun, you roll your stamina to see how much of that damage you could actually take without actually being hurt. Fortitude just stacks on top of that, but it also adds the benefit of being able to soak damage that is usually anathema to vampires, like sunlight and fire, whereas stamina can't do that. And then protean is the shape-changing ability that the gangrels have. So the first level is like Eyes of the Beast, and basically it means your eyes turn red and you can see in the dark like an animal. Second level is wolf claws. Your hands turn into giant, you know, claws of super razor-sharp damage.
They'd be cat claws.
Whatever. But they do ridiculous amount. They do aggravated damage. Yeah. Like, that is damage that no one here could soak unless...
I remember being on the bad end of that in the Changeling game.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. They fought a vampire.
Okay.
Thank God I was invisible.
All right.
Hot knife through butt.
And then the third level of that allows you to sink into the earth and sort of sleep in the earth during the daytime or hide or whatever, and it's really difficult to find you or dig you up.
What one was that with?
Protean 3. And then Protean 4 is you can turn into... You have a fight form and a flight form of an animal of some sort. And the classic ones are a wolf and a bat. Depending on what you want to do.
Parkour cat.
Yeah.
And then for flight.
Right.
And then, a flying cat.
Well, cats can like basically just climb up walls.
Sometimes.
Good cats.
Good cats. And then Protean 5 is you turn into a cloud of mist and like flow over things and creep bats and stuff like that. So
that's very good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you have 4 dots of disciplines to throw wherever you like. You can take one discipline all at 4, you can take one dot in each and give the fourth one to one of the 3, but you have to stay within those 3, so that's all how you want to do it.
So it was animal...
Animalism.
Which is talk to them, right?
Yeah, talk to animals. I mean, at basic levels, that's what you can do. You can
communicate with animals.
Yeah, fortitude...
Put that anywhere.
Is extra resilience, extra damage soak, and then protean, P-R-O-T-E-N, is the
shape-changing.
Shape-changing, yeah.
God damn it.
What?
There are no good stills of Gary Oldman as the monster at the end of the 1998 Lost in Space movie, where he's in the like tubing that he turned into a big cloak so people couldn't see what he looked like. Yeah, I can't find any fucking good stills of that. But that's what I imagine this guy looking like. Just like really misshapen and gross underneath. Not necessarily the way Gary Oldman looked, because he didn't get bitten by space spiders. But like,
no one has captured that picture somewhere on the internet.
You need to do that, like right now.
I was just on YouTube looking at the Hindi dub of the movie. There's no good caps of it in the movie.
No. Go to Google Images search.
That's where I was.
Oh, that's where you was.
Turns out I can internet.
That's the problem. Weird. Try big.
I think the issue he's pointing out is there's not a good shot of him in the movie, probably to hide how bad the special
effects were. Yeah, special effects were god-awful, and because it was a big 7-foot-tall, like, basically rubber tubing cloak suit they had him in, and they just had a styrofoam dummy in there, like, they couldn't do a lot of shots of it, and they just did a lot of sound effects to make him sound like he was in a room.
Weird.
But, yeah.
Yeah, when I go to Nosferatu, I always find a good picture of Willem Dafoe from Shadow of the Vampire.
Yeah. That's... For most Nosferatu, yeah. that's what I'd go with, but this guy is like the big creepy.
I'm trying to think if there's another character in another movie that would work for that.
Yeah, I was just thinking if I took the animalism, I'd just be like a Disney princess, but evil.
the Leopard King from Kingdom Pet. Tried looking that up.
He wasn't big.
Well, no, but I don't know. You want to creep against him like a hood on.
No, I wanted big hulking,
wearing
dark colors with a hood. Okay. That's what I was aiming for.
So, do you guys think Dolph Bund is going to be too much of an issue? I'm going to leave a trail of bodies in my wake.
We're playing Sabbat, bro.
Yeah, you can do it. I'm just saying is that you know you're every time you go out to feed, there will likely be a humanity check until you get down to like 4 humanity.
We don't need to murder them. I just need to cut their neck and drink their blood.
Not even their neck. You can cut any part of their body and drink their blood.
Yeah. And then
he needs to cut their neck.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so, and the other side of that is you can find people who are into that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And as soon as you put your mouth around it, like, by system rules, they love it. The moment you put your mouth around it, start drinking their blood, supernaturally, they love what you're doing and it feels good. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to stop you.
Okay.
But you are leaving them with slash wounds and not covering up the fact that you did it.
Right. And if you cut, if you cut too deep or something, you can't heal it with your tongue like everything else. So there is a risk. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So, don't fight Eidetic memory and time sense. Okay, for Meriton Flaw.
Jesus.
Oh.
You'll know when the sun's coming up.
Yay!
Yes, thank God!
I figured we all just had cell phones and we set alarms.
If you're a savant, your intelligence can't be higher than 2. If you're going to take Eidetic memory, that's the price.
I'm not taking Eidetic memory.
I'm just saying. Because Eidetic memory is one of the more game-breaky things, depending on how it works. And I'm not saying that you would, I'm just saying from past experience. So if you're going to take Eidetic memory, the price for being a savant is you're not exactly the sharpest knife in the shed.
So, yeah, my thought being, like, the ability to, like, go into a place, study it, remember its layout. Like, that sort of thing.
You don't need Eidetic memory
for that. No, you don't need Eidetic memory for that. I mean, casing a joint, if you want to make that your intelligence specialty or your perception specialty or something, that's,
Do you have any dots on larceny? Because would also be an effective, like, a perception larceny roll to do exactly what you're describing.
Okay.
Yes. It's just a roll that you can have.
Yeah, I don't want to be able to look at a sheet of paper and be able to remember all the information on it. That's more than I want. Yeah. So you're saying I don't need Eidetic memory?
No, not to do that. No, that can be done just with the skills that you have at your disposal. Like a larceny specialty or some kind of perception specialty of some sort.
Okay.
You can easily do that.
What about concentration?
Remind me again what concentration does.
Well, it's good to know you like my...
characters with this merit are unaffected by any penalties stemming from distracting circumstances, loud noise, strobe lights, or hanging upside down.
Granted, it was I bought checks and then just kind of
I would say that that is an advantage you can have when you're not having Auspex 1 on or the other Auspex powers on, because at that point it doesn't matter what your concentration is, you might get a bonus to try to resist the same disease. You can't be
unaffected by any penalties stemming from distracting
circumstances. So I'll say that when Auspex is on, you get a bonus to try to resist any distractions when you're trying to focus on something, but it's not an automatic success. You just walk around. But in normal circumstances, everything else, that's fine.
Okay, so I got my
disability. You have no problem with time sense?
You can know what time it is anytime you want. I don't care.
And also how soon sunrise is. They called it out specifically.
Yes, given what we just saw in the last movie, perfectly fine.
Yeah, because they didn't know when our
sun was right. Yeah, I mean, the sun just kind of appears.
To be fair, it seems to rise in the middle of the night for them.
Honestly, I think the sun in that movie was the baby sun from Teletubbies.
Yeah.
It's like, hi!
Hi!
So, what do you think?
So I got my disciplines.
What do you think?
I was taking 2 dots of fortitude and 2 dots in the shape changing thing.
Sounds perfect. Yeah, talk with the animals. Can be useful, but...
Well, like, if I was going to do that, I'd have to be evil Disney princess.
That'd be awesome, but yeah, whatever.
Just sing to the birds and they do my bidding.
What's your appearance?
My appearance, 3 dots.
Okay. For fun, just for fun, I'm going to say that it used to be 4, but you have at least frenzied once since your embrace, which gave you an animal trait. And I know that V20 does it differently with a gangrel flaw, but I don't care. I want to keep the old one.
Whatever.
So what happens is when you frenzy as a gangrel, you gain a permanent physical attribute that is animalistic in notion to your body. And sometimes you have to. Sometimes they're so drastic you have to hide them in some way. For you, what shall we give?
A lot of waxing.
Every night when you wake up,
I'll just use one of your razors.
Oh, cut someone and it's just dull.
Oh god,
I got it. Here, we'll make it interesting. We'll make it slightly comedic, but not horrific. Whiskers, cat whiskers coming just out the. Which I mean, you can clip them back every night, but every night that you wake up,
like I said, just use his razors. Yep. Don't you dare say I can't.
Have to shave every morning.
You're scared.
So where should I put this, that I have whiskers?
Under weakness.
Yeah. Just
weakness.
Yeah, there's a very bottom. There you go.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, beast trait on frenzy, your current one is cat whiskers.
Okay. What's base willpower?
Your courage before freeze.
I do like we're going with I'm catty.
Well, that might not be... I might decide to throw in... beast traits from different animals, who knows? I always like doing that too. You're a complete mess. It's like cat whiskers, udders.
Yeah, that's always a threat, right?
Cow udders. Even though technically it has to be a predatory animal that your traits come from.
Feral cow udders.
No, back in
feral cow.
Yeah,
right next to those feral, domestic turkeys.
Mad cow disease. Yeah, back when I was running helping to run ECC the first time, and
I suppose we humans have given cows ground up cows to eat.
Yes, it's true. they are cannibalistic cows. I kept threatening Beyond his gangrel with udders if he ever frenzied while I was running.
Everybody kept threatening Bowman with udders because he kept talking about this character being such a badass.
Oh, yeah.
And in response, I was like, I will quit the game if you give me cut.
Yeah,
udders.
Right.
And I was like, give me udders! Yeah! Get this guy out of here!
Somebody frenzy that guy.
Why do you hang out with a pack of assholes?
I don't.
Not anymore.
Okay, why did you do it for you?
Are you sure about that?
Looking he is hanging out
table.
With a pack of assholes.
So the ratio
bad taste.
The ratio of insufferable assholes to
insufferable assholes
was actually quite low. So
I like it.
I mean, there were some people that I always liked role-playing with in that group. There's some people that I didn't mind, and there are people, like, I just found reasons not to go near them. Okay. Oh, is that being recorded?
Yes.
That's fine.
I think we could stop at this point. I think it's going to get a lot of us staring at books.
Sure.